studying data from more than 200,000 adolescents ages 12 to 17 in all 50 states who participated in the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, Washington University researchers have discovered that teens have gotten less likely to have problems with substance use, and at the same time, they've become less likely to be involved in delinquent behavior. Washington University researcher Richard Grucia says it's not that a whole bunch of policies are combining to have this big effect, but rather that something else may be driving all of these declines at once. He says there are a couple of reasons that kids, for example, might be involved in drug use.
One is because that particular drug is attractive, and the other is because they're just involved in a lot of other problem behavior. What we're really seeing is that it's the propensity to get involved in these problem behaviors that is on the decline. So as a result, it's not just a reduction in one or two drug use behaviors or one or two delinquent or criminal behaviors that we're seeing, but really the predisposition to all of these behaviors.
Grucia's team saw a decline in all of the behaviors while analyzing data gathered between the years 2003 and 2014. In fact, substance use disorders declined by 49%, with a simultaneous 34% decline in delinquent behaviors.
And the fact that the decline can be explained by a single unitary trend, a coherent change in these behaviors, means that the 12 behaviors are not going down for 12 different reasons, but there's a single reason that explains all of them.
And it's not that things like higher cigarette taxes and more stringent anti-bullying policies aren't helping, but Grucia says the statistics suggest there's more to it than that.
All these policies, and they include, you know, cigarette policies and anti-bullying policies, and all these things are good and they've had some kind of effect, but the bulk of the change seems to be coming from something else that's influencing all these behaviors at the same time.
But if there is a single big factor that's driving all of these declines, what might it be? Grucia has a few ideas.
It might be because the rate of child abuse and child maltreatment is going down. It might be because we've gotten lead out of the environment, and lead leads to neurological deficits that causes people to be more impulsive and more likely to engage in criminal behavior.
Or he says it also may be related to the fact that more kids are getting good mental health care while they're young. And he says the declines his team has identified aren't just delaying problems until later in life. They may be having a long and lasting effect.
The fact that we know that it's not just that we're temporarily delaying kids entering into substance use disorders, but probably seeing kids that are more resilient is obviously good news.
The new study is published in the journal Psychological Medicine. I'm Jim Dryden.